Don't freak out. Don't crash out over retrograde. It's trying to help you. It's a message. It's an invitation. It's guidance. It's just something like, hey, maybe this is something you want to work on. Maybe this is something that you would like to revisit and to make better for yourself or to improve upon. It's not the boogeyman. It's not out to get you. There's no reason to fear it. It's just a perfect opportunity if you want it to go with the flow, to trust the process, to help you declutter and realign your life. You don't have to know everything. You do not. You never, ever had to know everything from step A to step Z. You don't have to. That was a lie. Someone told you. Yeah. You don't have to know. You shouldn't know. It's part of the journey to not know. But if you just want to know the next step, just ask. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another amazing episode of your favorite spiritual self-help podcast, High Vibin' It. We are here this week, specifically, to help you to have the smoothest, best, most aligned Mercury retrogrades possible, because it can be a little bit of a chaotic time. It can be a little bit of a troublesome time, but actually it's not all bad. And there's so much of it that we can use to our advantage. And Lindsay's been geeking out about this. She's been teaching about it in her membership. I am an astrological nerd. I watch everyone on YouTube. I'm always listening to what I like to call the real news. Every week I'm in there like, okay, what's going on this week? I'm not a professional astrologer. Lindsay's not a professional astrologer. We're just astrology fans and nerds. And we're going to share what has worked for us and what we've learned so that you guys can thrive and dominate this and every Mercury retrograde, so you don't have to be scared of it and you can actually use it to your advantage. Hi guys, it's Lindsay. I think that one of the, we're kind of like, when I learned about Mercury retrograde, you learn it as a thing to like hide from, like, oh my gosh, just get under the covers for 3 weeks. And so you kind of go into a retrograde thinking like, well, what's going to go wrong this time? But I've kind of been excited to reframe this idea of like, why would we have to be afraid of it when it is actually the perfect opportunity to get to know yourself better, to get rid of what's not working for you, to notice how you communicate and what actually happens for you during retrograde. Like, what a beautiful opportunity that we just kind of, I mean, for, I'm going to speak for myself. For the longest time, I was just kind of, get me out of here, because it's just so irritating and like angry all the time during retrograde. But like, why? Just like with anything else, don't we get to choose how we experience something? Don't we get to choose the good that we get out of it? So I thought this would be a really fun episode. I can't wait to dive into it. And I hope you guys are excited to learn about all the ways that retrograde can actually work for you and you can thrive, as Kelsey said, instead of just survive. Of course, we're going to survive it. Let's bang it out, man. Wait, that's
dirty. It happens multiple.
I don't want to be dirty.
Not literally.
Not bang it out.
It happens multiple times a year. So
yeah,
it's not really sustainable to be like scared of it or annoyed by it every single time, because I feel like every other week it's like freaking in retrograde. So we might as well learn how to make the best and just keep doing that.
Yes. Are you allowed to be annoyed? Of course. You can be annoyed as much as you want. But like, yeah, this is just an invitation to maybe vibe out with us for a little bit. So where do you want to start? I have a few questions that I thought would be fun to kind of ask each other, ask ourselves, ask the audience, to kind of get to know where we're at with the retrograde.
Love a good round table. I say, yeah, let's do round table, and then kind of like the second half of the episode, we will focus on actual concrete practices and tips you guys can do that have really helped us a lot.
Yes. So, okay, this one's really calling to me, and I'm interested to know what your answer is, Kel. So everybody, please ask yourself this. Maybe get a journal, write it down. Journaling is so effective when it comes to asking yourself questions and just seeing what shows up on the paper. So maybe that's the way to go. Otherwise, you can just think about it. Here it is. Here it is. Okay, ready?
Ready.
It's, have you noticed any patterns or themes that come up for you during Mercury retrograde? Have you noticed any patterns or themes that you feel come up for you during Mercury retrograde? What do you think, Kels? I'm thinking of my answer.
Yeah, patterns and themes, like stuff that comes up that I've noticed like multiple times throughout multiple retrogrades. So I've learned that it's a great time to revisit and revise things. So as a writer, and obviously with the podcast and the blog post and everything that I'm doing, it is a really good opportunity to go back and make something better or revisit it or rework it. So I like to use the time for that. Something else that always happens is for me, it's the pre-retrograde. It's the shadow phase before it actually goes retrograde where shit gets fucked up. Like, everyone is rescheduling their hair appointments with me. It's super annoying. And then they'll be like, oh, just kidding, can I keep my original appointment? Or like, everyone's messaging me, everyone's canceling on us at the podcast. Like, there's all sorts of like cancellations, reschedules, yeah, miscommunications. I feel like the pre is worse than the actual retrograde. Usually this is something I've noticed. And that's when I probably feel the most, just slightly more neurotic than usual, I would say. And unfortunately, I always, always, always dream of my exes. No matter how hard I try not to, they be coming in through the back door of my subconscious, ruining my sleep.
Every time?
Pretty much every time.
That's so interesting. Did you know that this show is 100% self-produced and made possible by listener support? If you love the show and want to help us keep bringing you all the good stuff, join our Patreon. Your support helps us cover editing, software, and everything we need to keep this podcast going and growing strong.
As a Patreon member, you'll unlock amazing perks like early access to every episode, extended video content, behind-the-scenes footage, and more. And the best part? If you're one of the next 100 people to join, you'll get our exclusive manifestation toolkit valued at over $100 as soon as we hit our goal of 100 patrons. Head to patreon.com/highvibe to join, and we'll see you inside.
I honestly cannot remember the last time I've dreamt of an ex. And I do not have that during retrograde. It's funny for me, like when I discover that it's retrograde, it's usually after some weird glitch with my computer or after like me and my husband get in a little like a spat and I'm like, what is going on? And then I look it up and I'm like, well. So it's never, for me at least, because I never paid attention to when it was going retrograde, when it was, you know, when it was void of course or whatever those words are. I never paid attention until emails just fell out of nowhere and nobody got them. Or as you said, people are canceling and, oh, this is something weird happened with the glitches and the email. It's just anytime there's a communication or a technology downfall or breakdown, it's usually always when there's a Mercury retrograde, and it's so annoying. And if you didn't know, we're recording this during a Mercury retrograde, so if I'm speaking less coherently than usually, less coherent than I speak, it's because it's Mercury retrograde. But yeah, it's usually just that. And then I feel like I'm more irritated and irritable, but I don't know if it's just because so many little things go wrong. You know how?
Yeah. I think it's more a chicken and an egg situation where it's like everything's so annoying and then you just get annoyed.
Yeah. It's like one thing after another. So like, yeah, you stub your toe and then you catch your arm on the doorknob and then your hair gets caught. It's like everything at once and everything that would possibly annoy you happens, I feel like. So it's understandable to some extent that this is the energy that we're going into with retrograde. Like, okay, well, get ready, strap in. And to some extent, it is get ready and strap in, but it doesn't have to be only the bad stuff. So ask yourself that question. I hope that you have and are able to come up with some kind of answer. And then this one's really fun. If Mercury retrograde is about slowing down and reflecting, where in your life, Kelsey and audience, do you feel most called to pause and reset?
Like this time around or in general?
Both. If you feel like it's different this time.
I think usually it's just an invitation for me to slow down in general. And I do feel less pressure to like release things, launch things, be super productive. Like I like that it's a couple weeks of going back, making things better, revising, editing. Like I like the going back theme. It doesn't hurt my feelings because I'm someone who's so go, produce, that it does feel like a breath of fresh air in that aspect. So for me, it's always just a general theme of slowing down. And I usually feel like an inclination towards like decluttering, especially when it comes to like technological stuff, like deleting a bunch of emails, yes, and getting a bunch of stuff off my desktop and getting organized electronically and making sure everything's backed up and like clearing disk space, like all of that feels really good too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, like I'm a little bit salty because I've been slowing down and basically hibernating since my move. I moved last summer, and once we moved in, you know, you have to get settled. And so I wasn't really in go, go, go work mode. I was in nesting mode, you know, get everything like figured out. And then fall hit, and then winter hit. And winter in Michigan, good luck not hibernating. So I feel like I've been hibernating since last, you know, early fall. And the minute that it hits spring cleaning, and the minute I wake up and the birds are singing and the flowers are blooming and everything's green again, it's like, retrograde, you got to slow down. And I'm like, but what if I don't want to anymore? But now, you know, it may not be the best idea to launch something. It wouldn't necessarily be the best idea to have this big, you know, sort of launch or event or birth something because it's retrograde. And that means, well, I don't want to say what it means, but generally speaking, retrograde means, you know, to go back and to turn inward. And so to launch something during that time may not be as fruitful as you think it would be, or as it could be if it wasn't retrograde. So it is what it is, but I'm ready to go, and I can't now until April 7th, which isn't too bad. I mean, now it's retrograde, but it's not too bad. So if you can wait till the retrograde, you know, goes away, then you should be good to go. But it is, yeah, it is a little funny that now that I want to move, I can't, or rather probably shouldn't. And I'm being invited to kind of slow down more again, but I am cleaning my house as well. And I think everybody should be able to do that. Any kind of decluttering, any kind of getting rid of the old dusty, musty, crusty stuff energetically, physically, emotionally is so profound during this time as well. So I like that answer. I'm going to steal that answer. That's exactly what my answer is. And I'm kind of tired of slowing down at this moment. I don't want to, but you know, it is what it is.
And that's a manifesting generator for you folks.
Right? Yeah. A little on the nose there.
Oh, also I was going to say, if you guys are listening on Spotify, you can leave comments now on the actual episode. Awesome. If you're listening in Patreon, if you're in our Patreon at patreon.com/highvibe, you guys can also comment on the episodes there. So if you guys want to answer these questions,
we can see you and you can see us. That's the cool thing about Patreon is you get the videos too. So yes, comment, say hi to us. We actually talk back as often as we possibly can. We want to have conversations with you guys on Spotify too. I think we can comment on Spotify and like reply. Yeah,
we can.
So super fun. Yeah, do that. Leave reviews. It really does help the show push us forward and get us out to more ears that need us. Or, you know, just support the show for free. Leave a review, leave a comment. It really, really does help. Anyway, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, comment away, folks. Speaking of Mercury ruling over communication.
Yeah, communicate with us. Do you want to do one more or like a couple more?
Let's do one more. What's your favorite?
Let's do one more. I don't know if I have an answer for this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you, and if anybody has an answer, just comment it. But what's the most chaotic or funny thing that's happened to you during Mercury retrograde? I don't know if I have one for this. Like, chaos is just chaos reigns. Okay.
Luckily, well, the thing is, maybe there's been chaotic things that happened during Mercury retrograde, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
That it was Mercury retrograde. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I have a feeling that when we came back from my wedding, that maybe it was Mercury retrograde because a whole group of us got stuck in Mexico City trying to connect to get home from Montenegro.
Did I know this?
I don't know. I'm sure you told me afterwards because we got stuck in the airport. Mexico City airport is wild. It's so big. It's a huge international hub and it is not organized. Like, do not connect there if you don't need to connect there, basically. If you want to stay in Mexico City, that's a fun time. Do that. But don't just pass through quickly because it ain't going to be quick. It ain't going to be efficient. And I remember when we were coming back from the wedding, a whole group of us were on the same flight to get to like our other destinations. And we waited in line for like hours and hours and hours. And then it got delayed. And then it got delayed again.
This
and
was 2023, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This and is 2023. Remind me the day of your wedding.
The wedding was on the 20th. But I think this was like, this must have been like the 23rd or something. Because I only stayed a little bit after.
Mercury was like, not retrograde. It was retrograde between April 21st and May 14th.
Okay, so it was before. Okay, so this doesn't count then, but still a funny story. Because this is something that would.
Like, it seems so weird, yeah.
This is something that would happen during a Mercury retrograde. Yes. So we get to the counter, and they're like, oh, yeah, flight's been delayed, flight's been canceled. It gets delayed like a million times. And then our, I think we're flying Delta. They rebooked us on a separate airline. But apparently they never actually rebooked us on the next airline, because the next morning, after having to stay in a hotel and do that whole thing, but there was like no hotels, it was this whole debacle, we get there super early, we check in for United, our new flight that Delta booked us on, it wasn't booked. We didn't even have tickets. So we're basically stranded in Mexico City, in the airport, not even in the fun parts of Mexico City, and my husband's getting on the phone with Delta, getting on the phone with United, like yelling at everyone, like, I just got married, this is ruining my marriage on day one, like just trying to get like the most free stuff he can get out of this.
I'm already getting a divorce, it's your fault.
Literally negotiating the crap out of it. And eventually he got it done. But like, it was such a debacle getting home. And I feel like that's the type of stuff that happens during Mercury retrograde, because it rules over communication, right? And then travel and transportation. So there's always something happening with travel.
Jeez.
But what usually always happens to me, that's not like a big deal, but it's always like right when I hop on a Zoom meeting and then bam, internet's not working. You're like, oh, sorry, let me restart my internet. Let me restart my computer. And it's like right when you're trying to communicate, something technological doesn't work.
Hey, all my creators out there. It's 2025. Don't you think it's time to turn your expertise into income and take control of your future? Kajabi is the leading creator commerce platform to monetize your content. So whether it's courses, coaching programs, memberships, even podcasts, Kajabi gives you all the tools you need to start directly earning from your knowledge. And the best part is you can try it free for 30 days and see the possibilities for yourself. But don't wait. Go to the episode description, click the link, and start building your dream business today. We should probably specify the time that this episode is going to go out. Mercury retrograde should be active. It's going from July 2025, July 8th to August 11th. So it is usually a good 2-3 weeks that the Mercury retrograde is happening. This one's an especially long one. It's over a month long. So this is a good time to really take in what we're about to say in terms of allowing it to work for you and work in your favor, because you're going to need it. It's a long one, guys. Strap in, really strap in.
You're going to need it.
I'm going to need it. So let's, I mean, again, I don't know what kind of chaos they want, except the stuff that usually happens, which is I've had a few computers break randomly. My TV muted itself yesterday. It is another retrograde as we speak. And it just muted and no speakers were working. And I was trying every remote. I was trying to reset everything and it just stopped. And then it just turned back on randomly. So I don't know. It's you can't really explain these things. It's just, it is what it is. It happens. So let's get into how to make the most of it and how to really use it to push yourself forward. And dare I say, maybe manifest better, because now you know how to use these tools and these retrograde energies to benefit you.
Yes. So let's go over the basics first. So it's important to know what Mercury rules over to kind of understand how it can affect you when it's quote unquote spinning backwards, but it doesn't really spin backwards, but it looks like it's moving backwards.
Exactly.
So it rules over communication and expression. It rules over technology and information. So that's obviously the Wi-Fi, computer, news, media, learning, studying, all that. Travel and transportation, of course. Thinking and mental processes such as ideas, logic, reasoning, problem solving, brainstorming, learning, studying, memory, curiosity, things like that. It also rules over business and commerce. So any deals, negotiations, trade, sales, buying, contracts, paperwork, yada, yada.
Good thing it wasn't retrograde. Can you imagine signing a marriage license and during Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, probably not ideal.
Probably not. I don't know.
Let's see what else. Siblings, friends, and social connections. duality and adaptability. This is interesting. So multitasking and flexibility, seeing both sides of a situation, quick decision making, and pivoting. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what it rules over. So it's not doing its best job at ruling over those things when it is retrograde, which is why things in those areas.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it looking like it's going backwards means that everything is going wrong. But what it does mean is that this ruling planet is just less good at its normally really good job. So it's doing a good job usually, and it just kind of isn't doing it's as tired. Good of a job.
It's slacking.
It's lacking a little bit. It's a little bit slower. Okay. Yes. Okay. So good. So I like that. I like the revisiting. We mentioned earlier revisiting old projects. And also, it just wouldn't hurt, just as a general rule, just double check your text messages before you send them. Double check that anything you send is getting where it needs to go and should be interpreted the way that it's meant versus, you know, leaving it open to interpretation. You know, I'm always extra cognizant of how I'm texting, and I know when I want to be passive aggressive in a text. And we all know, right? You all know what you're doing. So just, you know, be a little extra conscientious of how you're texting, how you're communicating. Could not hurt any day of the week, but definitely now when things are probably going to be misinterpreted. So just cover your CYA, cover your ass, okay?
Yes, it's pretty much a great time for anything that starts with re. That's what I've learned. Reviewing, reevaluating, reconnecting, revising, reworking.
Revisiting, realigning, also,
decluttering.
Yes,
deleting.
The Re's and the D's.
The Re's and the D's. And just slowing down. It's actually a very spiritual and intuitive time because you're going more inward versus outward. So that's a way you can use it to your advantage.
Yep. The energy is spinning inward. So any kind of introspection, inner guidance, you know, intuitive, you can enhance your intuition during this time. It's especially potent time to do this. Any kind of meditation, spiritual work, honing that intuition is favored to do at this time. So there are some benefits. It's not all just like ride it out. It's like, what can I be doing, actively doing for myself, for my spirit while this is going on that will actually push me forward faster than when it's not retrograde? Because there are a very little sliver of things you can be doing that will benefit you in terms of that. So we should amplify those and use them.
Yes. So I think it'd be great to come up with a few questions that people can ask themselves to make the most of it. And I know you created a freebie too that's for journaling. It has prompts or what is it? Tell us.
So yeah, this is, it's called Dance with Mercury. Dance with Mercury, how to use retrograde energy to manifest better. And it's not, it is about manifesting, but it doesn't have to be. These are questions you can ask yourself at any time during retrograde for whatever reason. I believe there's like 10 or 15. There's quite a few of these journal prompts that really allow you to ask the right questions to get into that stuff going on inside of you to help you get to know yourself better and know how this energy affects you, how you can use it to your benefit, and manifest better. Manifest your goals or get clarity on what those goals are and really kind of get comfortable and peaceful with the Mercury retrograde. You're going to dance. It's a dance. Right, Kels? Yes. The dancer?
It's all a dance.
It's all a dance. It's a song and a dance. Do you want to get into some of the questions or do you want to just... what do you want to do?
Well, I was thinking of some as I was looking at this list of things you can do during Mercury retrograde.
I forgot to tell them where to find it. I'm sorry. You guys can find it probably in the show notes, right? It'll be in the show notes. Yeah. I have it in my – as if a retrograde is going on, the link will be active in my link in bio in my Instagram. Probably find it on my website, but you'd have to know the address. So just go to my Instagram, go to the show notes in this episode, and you'll be able to find it. And you can download it and keep it forever and ever, anytime you need it.
Kill it. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. These are the questions you want to ask yourself. What can I revisit as far as projects, like old projects or ideas or things I didn't finish but I want to finish? So that's a great invitation for you.
Ooh, yeah.
Who can I reconnect with? So maybe it's old friends, colleagues, hopefully not exes. I pray that you're not reconnecting with an ex, but that's just me. if someone pops up, it might be a chance to heal, gain closure, or rekindle, but probably not rekindle. I'm just reading this also from a list, so that's why I'm contradicting what I'm saying. Also, great time to edit and revise, right? So if you're a writer like me, a creator, an entrepreneur, what can you go back and edit? What can you go back and refine? What can you go back and tweak and make it better? I like to go back into my courses and like re-record some stuff or edit some of the text or add more resources in there. So anything like that is great.
Mm-hmm.
I touched on this when we were going through the questions, but cleaning up your digital life. What can you clean up? What can you delete? What can you clear out? Do you have pictures? Do you have emails? Like, declutter, unsubscribe. This is your time. How can you slow down and just be more intentional?
I got one.
Yeah.
Where can you set loving boundaries to protect your peace so that your energy is not leaking all over the place during this time, which is, you know, can be very detrimental to your emotional and health and well-being. Figure out where you already have good boundaries. Where can I add boundaries? Where would it serve me best to have those kinds of protections so that you don't find yourself in an energetic deficit?
Great question. Love that. It would be worth mentioning just a couple tips of what not to do, even though this is totally not the episode, but just so we have a whole rounded off perspective of this, it's not a great time to launch major projects or sign really big contracts. But if you do have to, just make sure you're double checking and you've been like thinking about it for a long time. Not a great time to buy expensive tech or make big purchases. Definitely not a great time to rush decisions because you might change your mind post-retrograde.
All my impulsive chicas, don't do it. Hold off.
Don't do it.
Hold off.
Back together with your ex. We already did a whole episode on that.
Yeah, we really did. Don't text. Don't. Contact.
Don't.
Yes, we said
flirt with them, with
old friends, but that doesn't count. Don't. It's never a good time. It's never a good.
If you are one of those girlies who's like asking your friends, like, "Oh my god, should I text him? Should I not?" The answer is no. The answer is no. I would say the answer is always no. But if you're like asking people if you should or shouldn't, the answer is no.
And well, yes, if they have no connection to you anymore, so like. If you don't have a kid together, or if you don't have some sort of like property or whatever, if there's no ties to them, leave it that way. You will thank yourself later. Honor your future self now by just avoiding it. Okay?
Word.
Promise.
Amen.
Promise it's a good idea.
Amen. Okay, I think that's pretty great. So
I have a don't.
Okay, last don't, and then we'll wrap it up.
Don't freak out. Don't crash out over retrograde. It's trying to help you. Everything, guys, that we talk about is trying to help you. It's trying to help you. It's a message. It's an invitation. It's guidance. It's just something like, hey, maybe this is something you want to work on. Maybe this is something that you would like to revisit and to make better for yourself or to improve upon. It's not the boogeyman. It's not out to get you. There's no reason to fear it. It's just a perfect opportunity if you want it. To go with the flow, to trust the process, to help you declutter and realign your life. And that's it. There's a reason for everything and it doesn't have to be bad.
Yes. When you think of Mercury retrograde, we just want you to think of redoing things, revising things, realigning them, finishing up.
Rereading your text messages before you send them.
Yes. Double checking everything, slowing down, going inward. It can be a really beneficial time if you use it as such. So I hope you guys found this episode super helpful. If you did, make sure to leave us a 5-star review wherever you guys listen. You can do it on Apple. You can do it on Spotify. If you're in the Patreon, we are about to keep this episode going over there. If you're not, you can join us at patreon.com/highvibe. That's where we have our special VIP community where we give you guys extended video episodes. You get them a week early, and it's really fun. We have a great community in there, so you should come join us. There's other bonuses and perks in there too, so check that out in the show notes. And yeah, I think that's it. We'll see you guys there.
That's it. I think this was great. I can't believe we didn't have a retrograde episode already.
I know, 250 plus episodes, but here we finally are.
We delivered, Finally.
Because we're going back and redoing what we should have done because it's Mercury retrograde.
Putting it into practice. Here you go.
That's right. We'll see you guys.
See you later, and we'll see you on the Patreon.